And so, so in terms of the ignorance, the way it you know, see the phenomena or the objects, you know, is contradicting from the way it appears to the ignorance and the way it actually exists. The way it actually exists and the way it appears to the ignorance is you know, it's contradicting. And so, to the ignorance, the way things exist, the way things exist, and the way things appear to the ignorance, you know, is discordant. Discordant, you know, doesn't agree. And the way things exist, you know, the way things exist, and the way things appear to the wisdom realizing emptiness is a concordant. You know, so they are similar, so they are exactly the same. So the things exist, things appears, you know, to the wisdom realizing emptiness exactly as, you know, they exist. And so, excuse me, when the wisdom realizing emptiness sees the object, you know, so it sees the object, it sees the object as, you know, as being empty of existing from its own side, without being imputed by mind or by conception and the name. And so therefore, you know, to the wisdom realizing emptiness, all the phenomena, the external and internal phenomena, appear exactly, as it exists, appear exactly as it appears, as it exists. You know. So, the mode of existence and the mode of appearance, you know, to the wisdom realizing emptiness is the same. And so in our case, you know, as an ordinary person, you know, in our case, when we look at ourselves and the name, think about our name, you know, think of our name, then, you know, to us, we don't see the name was actually given to, you know, to the aggregate, but as if the name is existing from the aggregate side. You know, so if we think really carefully, that's how the name, you know, the person that we are identified as. And so that name, you know, doesn't seem as if it was given to the aggregate, but it seems as if that name exists from the aggregate side. You know, so if we think carefully, yeah, I mean, if we really think, then we will feel like that. So the self, you know, doesn't exist in a way it appears to us. You know, so though it exists in a certain way and it appears in a different way to us. You know, so therefore the self doesn't exist in a way it appears to us. So if we think that, you know, if we think that, oh, I don't exist as in a way it appears to me, you know, I don't exist in a way it appears to me, way it appears to me, then our attachment to the self will minimize, you know, a lot. And then also in a similar way, if we think of others and say that others do not exist in a way they appear to us, the others do not exist in a way they appear to us, then our hatred towards others will also reduce.
Yeah.
And so therefore, in order to reduce our attachment and anger, it is important to think of the object, you know, to which we attached or to which, you know, we hate. Yeah, to think of that object as not existing from its own side, not existing as it appears to us. So it is very difficult for us to change that concept, you know, thinking that the I doesn't exist in a way it appears to me, you know, because we've been thinking all the time, you know, that I exist in a way it appears to me, you know, and we are so accustomed, you know, with that thought, you know, thinking that, you know, the I exists in a way it appears to me, that, you know, when if we attempt to change it, I mean, when we try to change it, it's very difficult at the beginning.
And so
understanding the phenomena, all the phenomena are empty of existing from its own side, without being labeled by, you know, without being labeled by mind, you know, or labeled by name, without being labeled by name, you know, and existing conventionally, and being empty of existing from its own side without being labeled by name, appearing at the same time is extremely difficult. So empty of existing from its own side without being labeled by name and conventionally existing, you know, happens at the same time, you know, in every object, you know, it happens at the same time, but for us, you know, it's very difficult to see it, you know. So because when we say the things are empty, you know, when we say empty, it doesn't mean that it is empty of existence, it is empty of existing from its own side. And that is the reason why in the Prasangika Madhyamika it says that there is nothing existing from its own side, even an atom of it existing from its own side, without being labeled by name or concept. And so in Prasangika Madhyamika school, all the phenomena, you know, that is empty of existence from its own side without being labeled by name or concept.